Let's move to Tinseltown. A tiny independent movie has been picked up by one of Hollywood's biggest moguls as he promotes his latest venture. Robert L. Johnson created BET and now the Urban Movie Channel. It's an online portal for movies and TV shows that's being called the Black Netflix. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more on its first original film, Blackbird.
A gay interracial romance set in the Deep South. The main character, Randy, is in high school.
Oh, really?
Everyone thinks he's gay, and they're totally fine with it.
Randy, we're your friends. You can trust us.
I'm not gay.
How do you know?
Randy is barely 18. He's fervently religious. And even though his best friend is gay, Randy's in denial about his own sexuality.
I'm not like you. I'm in the choir.
Now that's butch.
Blackbird is a movie director Patrick Ian Polk has wanted to make ever since he left Mississippi for college and found himself in the gay and lesbian section of a Boston bookstore.
And there was one book on the shelf I could tell had an illustration of a black person on the cover. I could see illustrated brown skin on the spine.
The book was Blackbird by Larry Duplichan.
And it changed my life. I'd never read anything that was told from a gay black perspective.
That perspective informs everything Patrick Ian Polk's made for the past 20 years, including his groundbreaking basic cable series, Noah's Ark. When Polk finally adapted Blackbird, he sent the script to actor Isaiah Washington.
I said, I'm so sorry. I said, I have to be a part of this. This is an amazing story. You know, coming from me, I know it's going to raise eyebrows.
Raise eyebrows because 7 years ago, Washington was accused of using an anti-gay slur in an argument on the set of the show Grey's Anatomy. In Blackbird, he plays the loving father of the gay high school student.
Fine boy like you should have a whole lot of something's going on. I know. You don't want to talk to me about this. Just need you to remember that God made no mistakes making you, even if I did. Never disrespect God by being ashamed of his word.
What are you saying, Dad?
I am saying that you got to follow your gut, son.
All the drama around what Washington might have said on the Grey's Anatomy set did not concern gay director Patrick Ian Polk.
Two actors having a spat on set, which happens all the time. And unfortunately, in this media age that we live in now, that gets blown up and suddenly he's labeled, you know, homophobe, and that's all people remember.
Other actors, says Polk, have used gay slurs, apologized, and moved on, including Alec Baldwin and Jonah Hill. But the label homophobe lingers on Washington, Polk says.
It's a bit unfair.
Since the Grey's Anatomy incident, Washington's worked in a lot of small independent films, often centered on African Americans. He starred in the critically acclaimed but little-seen Blue Caprice, where he played the Washington, D.C. sniper, John Muhammad.
We want to keep him scared. We want him to stay scared. It has to get worse.
Washington's recent films reflect his range and fearlessness, says Marcella DeVoe. She's a media relations expert who follows entertainment issues. But she was still surprised to see Isaiah Washington in a movie with lots of gay teenage sex, some of it during church.
If I were guiding him, I would have suggested something maybe not so controversial, maybe not so provocative. I might have said play it safe.
Blackbird's also opening in a few theaters across the country this weekend. DeVoe's impressed that it's the Urban Movie Channel's first original acquisition.
It's terrific. I mean, it's Bob Johnson. He takes chances. Why tiptoe out of the gate?
As it happens, this is also the first movie out of the gate for actress and comedian Monique, since she won an Oscar 4 years ago for her role in the movie Precious. Monique says she got branded as difficult, partly because she turned down every single script she was sent.
Not only did it not touch me, it just didn't make financial sense. You know, some of the offers that I was getting, I was being offered less money after I won the Oscar than before I won the Oscar.
With Blackbird, Monique is executive producing. So is Isaiah Washington. That gives them a kind of power over their narratives, both on screen and off. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.